Baby, 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 come on, wake up. Oh, that's right, open your eyes. No, shh, it's okay, don't struggle. Mommy's here. Oh, those eyes. Starting to piece the situation together. Yeah, that's right. You are all tied up, baby. And you might not recognize your surroundings right now, but you can take a hint, can't you? You know how me and Daddy always told you never, ever to go down into our basement? Well, such an obedient little boy that you've never, ever cheated and sneaked a peek of it. Until now. This is your very first glance at Mommy and Daddy's forbidden basement. And your first glance just so happens to be 1 year old chained up. Oh, you silly little thing. Stop trying to talk. You can't. The ball gag makes sure of that. So instead, how about you just listen and nod? Well, even if you've been able to take stock of your current surroundings and figure out exactly where you are, I suppose you can't help but wonder why you're here, how you ended up getting down here. It must all be just so very, very confusing. I mean, 1 minute you were having dinner with your loving and loyal parents, and the next you're chained to the ceiling of the basement, naked, and with a ball gag in your mouth, and your legs held nice and wide open. Well, don't freak out, but Mommy and Daddy might have had to drug you a little bit. Disobedient little cur! I said, don't freak out. That's it. You calm down. Just calm down and breathe. Don't make me do that again, okay? Don't be a naughty boy. Oh, well, I see that you're still naughty enough to be eyeing up my outfit. Sizing up your own mother, really. Do you like it? Latex is quite flattering to the female form, don't you agree? Quite a bit of a step up from the boring mom jeans and the frumpy blouses that I've always worn in public, but hey, one has to keep up appearances, baby. We can't let the neighbors figure out that we're all a family of sexual deviants. And really, your father and I had always planned on letting you figure out the situation for yourself. We always thought that the right thing to do would be to keep this part of our lives completely secret from our precious little boy. But then you had to go and screw your own life up by dating that horrible girl from up the road. What was her name again? Julie, Judy, Jolene? We have noticed her terrible influence on you, baby. She's been using you. You have to know that. You're always running around for her. You're doing every little thing that she demands. And she's even got you paying her rent. It just breaks your mommy's heart, baby. And your dad's. We just hate it. Our son, our baby boy, being dominated so completely. And by that selfish, lazy, low-value skank, she has such a firm grip on your balls that you probably don't even notice that she's doing it. Is she at least fucking you properly, my boy? Does that spoiled little bitch at least suck your cock on the regular? When she's blowing you, does she gratefully swallow your load when she's done? Oh, does she let you give it to her up the ass? And when you're giving it to her rough and hard, does she act like a proper lady and beg you for more? Does she encourage you? Does she insist that you violate her whole body in any way that you could ever desire, like a real woman would ask of her man?
I told you, even though you can't talk, you can still smile and nod with that gag. And I don't see you nodding.
Nah, I really shouldn't be surprised. I don't expect that she does. But what really gets under my skin is you seem just fine with that. You do all of the work, and yet you demand none of the rewards. It's... Well, frankly, baby, it's rather pathetic. She's made you weak. She turned you into a simp, a cuck, a bitch. No son of mine is gonna go behaving that way. Not anymore. So that's why Mommy and Daddy had a little talk, and we decided you need a little training. So I'm gonna mold you into a real man by teaching you how to demand pleasure and how to take what you're owed. And if you don't have the balls to make your needs known, well, there will be consequences. So, now that we've got the ground rules established, I'm gonna take that gag out of your mouth. And once I've got it unsnapped and got your tongue free, you are gonna command me to be a proper woman and pleasure your dick, okay? Let me just unsnap that. Okay, there you go. Now, speak. Wrong answer, baby. Try again. Oh, come on, seriously? How many lashes do you think your polar balls can handle, baby? Because I could do this all day. Come on. It's simple. All you have to do is demand that I touch your cock. Stupid little... Last chance before I put the gag back in, bitch. Oh, that is better. That is what Mommy likes to hear. Now that I'm touching it, you're gonna tell me to suck it. Baby, you are not gonna be able to wait me out. Either you tell your mother to suck your dick, or your punishment continues. All you have to do is say it. Oh, what a good boy. Oh, that's more like it. I'm so proud of you. You just let Mommy kiss those balls better, and... See? You see how nice it can be to just let yourself go? Let go of rules, let go of caring about what women want, and just enjoy the moment? Doesn't that feel so good. This is what women are for, baby. Women are meant to take care of men's needs. You've been doing it all backwards. Doesn't this make more sense than what you've been doing? Oh, doesn't mommy's way make so much more sense than what that stupid bitch you've been servicing has got you doing? Well, that's enough of that. Oh, did you think I was gonna make you finish so soon? No, no, baby. We don't want any quick comes. That's not how this works. As a woman, I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I let you have a weak orgasm. No. My job is to make sure that you are truly satisfied. I want to see you moaning and screaming in pleasure before you get that release. Oh, we can't be too quick about it. We can't be hasty now. What the fuck did you just say? No, not like that. You never, ever tell a whore, please. You never beg. Be a man. My son is a man and he does not beg for pleasure. He demands it. So fucking demand it. Fucking demand that I get down and that I throat your cock properly again. Do it. Oh, that is mommy's good boy. That's mommy's big boy. Oh, I'm so proud of you. My son's always been such a fast learner, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you're so hard for mommy now. So hard for mommy, I could tell that you're about ready to burst. But we're not done yet. Oh, do not whine, baby. Whining and whimpering is simp behavior. No son of mine's gonna be a pathetic little simp, no. So demand, growl at me. You tell me right now that I'm a worthless cunt and you give me no choice but to get back down and take your cock the whole way down my throat just like the slut I was born to be. Say it. Oh yeah, that's my baby boy. Yeah, you take charge. Yeah, you make me your bitch. I'm so proud of you. Say my name, baby. Say my name, baby. Call me mommy. Do it. Do it. Call me mommy. You look at me when you're coming. You look at me when you're coming. Look into your slutty mommy's face while she makes you come. Come for me. Fuck, such a big load. Such a satisfying drink, just like Daddy always gives me. Good boy. Now, let me go find you an ice pack for this swollen, tortured balls, and your next lesson will start once you've recovered. Oh, silly boy. You didn't think that we were done already, did you? This is just the first lesson. This is just the first lesson.
Mommy has so...